Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
You got anything to say for yourselves?
We didn't think it was that big a deal.
No big deal.
It's a big deal.
Big deal.
Nothing's a big deal.
It's no big deal.
No big deal.
I don't know how to put this, but kind of a big deal.
Kind of a big deal in New England right now.
No big deal.
You know what? Actually, I feel like this is no big deal.
Not a big deal. Is that how everyone feels?
Not a big deal, huh?
Big deal. Who cares?
Can't deal with it.
Yeah,
I can't deal with it.
This is a huge deal. Ain't no.
All right, before we get to the old Yeller moment, I want to share this story with you real quick, and you let me know if it's a big deal or no big deal, because I've been politicking for robot umps for a long period of time. I just feel like it's easy, it's clean, and there's not a more sensitive, I don't know, judge, jury, and executioner when it comes to refs than baseball umps. They're the worst. They're the most sensitive. They're the most, they come unhinged more than anybody, and I can't stand them. So Max Scherzer was talking about umpires, and he has a different idea about what you should do for the ones who aren't any good.
And so for me, going forward, of how I kind of conceptualize what, you know, the electronic strike zone should be is really we need to rank the umpires. Let the electronic strike zone rank the umpires. And then we need to have a conversation about the bottom, you know, let's call it 10% or, you know, whatever you want to declare the bottom is, and talk about relegating those umpires to the minor leagues and getting in the best umpires in the game. That way the umpires are going against themselves. It's still a human element of how we rank the umpires, that it's amongst themselves, and that policing kind of the bottom is the way to go. When I'm out there pitching, you know, if you told me I had the 10th best umpire or the 75th best umpire, you know, you don't really notice too much between that, because, you know, they're really good at their jobs. The umpires are actually really good. It's really the bottom umpires that we all kind of have a problem with. And so if there was a mechanism in order to make the umpires on the bottom better, I think that would be a better way to address this.
All right, Andy. Max Scherzer proposing that umpires should start getting promoted and relegated. Big deal, no big deal.
Big deal. Love it. Love the idea, because I'm not ready to go all in on just technology. I have my own fights with my GPS, so I can only imagine there will be mistakes and things that I'll be screaming at a TV by robot umps and electronic umps. So keeping the best human beings in the gig, I like. But if you stink and everybody knows you stink, why not get rid of the bottom 10%?
I don't know. I think this is a big deal because it's a great idea, and I can't believe, like, this is...
I just assume this kind of happened.
Well, has it
though? It should happen.
Is there a grading? I know they get... I know NFL refs, NBA refs. If you have a... If you are showing that you're not good at your job, you shouldn't just keep it. It's like some of these umps have tenure. Like, it doesn't matter how bad of a teacher they are. It doesn't matter how many of their students hate them. It doesn't matter. They're not going anywhere. So... I love the fact that you are going to have to prove it. Prove it. Like, don't get lazy. Like, don't get don't get complacent. Like, you still have to do a good job.
Love it. Love it. It makes so much sense. And Yeah, I think this is an issue at all levels of reffing. There's not enough refs to go around, so some of them get complacent, and they feel like they have tenure, because what are you going to do? You won't have a game if I don't show up. You don't have enough refs. That's at the lower levels, youth and things I yell at about.
Yeah.
But at the highest level, the technology, I mean, we all watch the games and there's a box on the screen, right?
Like, I see it all the time.
Everybody knows.
And I know there's like a plus minus. So I know like you can't
sure.
get everything.
And
right.
that's why I don't want to go all in on everything is technologically
but
based.
I like the fact that, okay, so because you want to keep the human element in the game.
Because the good umps are really good. Okay. Like Scherzer said, the bulk of the umps I feel, like when you watch an instant replay and you're like, damn, he nailed that.
Yeah.
Like he saw it, bang, bang.
Which
I get to slow it down.
To think that they can actually do that.
Right.
I'm scrolling through some ump scorecards right now, and a game from Saturday between the Reds and the Rangers, this ump, Brian Onora, called 77% of the strikes called accurately.
Now, is that considered good?
No, no. It's terrible.
Okay, that's, right?
No.
What is a good score?
It's in the 90s.
Yeah, high.
Oh, really?
It's just like grading a
so literally every single one is right.
If you get 95% on your test, they say you did well. If yeah. you get a 77%, you're like, that's kind of mediocre.
So I wonder, so I do think there, I would think that there would be some sort of mechanism where once they grade lower than, call it a B plus, because I would think if you're at the pro level, the standard should be B, like 87 to 95.
Yeah, I would think. But they have a union. I don't know how all their union works and
that's
the strength.
Angel Hernandez still has a job. Right.
Well, that he's the guy that no one like wants to talk. Like
it's
Max
like
Scherzer's not going to say his name. Right. We all have names where we're thinking which guys would be relegated, and those guys would be relegated to minor league baseball. Which, by the way, isn't that fair? Isn't a pitcher do the same thing? If the pitcher's on the mound and he's throwing a lot of balls, doesn't he go back to the minors to work on his game? Right? It's the same thing.
Yeah.
We're all being held to the same standard.
He gets DFA'd.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know why they wouldn't DFA him. And if he proves that he's worthy and he fixes all his issues, maybe gets some contacts and quits coming to the ballpark with a freaking attitude, then fine. All right, so that was a big deal for both of us in a
yeah.
good way. How about this one? Here's your old Yeller moment. So vice president contender from South Dakota, Governor Kristi Noem. Okay, I guess is writing a book or wrote a book, and The Guardian got some of the excerpts from the book. Noem, and it says it goes into detail about how she killed her dog, Cricket.
What?
Noem killed her dog, Cricket, because the dog was, quote, untrainable, dangerous to anyone she came in contact with, and less than worthless as a hunting dog. I hated that dog, Noem writes. Big deal, no big deal.
So around here, certainly a big deal. I'm guessing that's a little bit of a different world out there where she comes from, but still feels like a big deal politically. And also sounds like she was angry. I don't think you're supposed to do those things out of anger. Like if the dog is truly a threat to everyone it comes in contact with, okay. But just because it's a crappy hunting dog, you shoot it?
Well, how about this? She also said that she, in her book, that The Guardian obtained. She says she also shot a goat in the same manner. She describes the goat as nasty and mean and having a disgusting, musky, rancid smell. The goat made a habit of chasing and knocking down her kids' nomads. Here's the thing. She's North Dakota, right? She's the governor of South Dakota. Different world, country life.
Yeah.
So most guys, like if a horse goes lame, even just on a racetrack, breaks its leg. It used to be, and the majority of the time, somebody comes out there, they shoot the horse right there on the spot. Women, children watching, they got to put it out of its misery, right?
Okay. Yeah.
I say no big deal because she probably lives on a farm. She trains dogs. If a goat is going to be a wild goat, she just goes out and shoots the goat. But most people, they can't comprehend what that's about. And that's why I call it an old Yeller moment, right? Old Yeller was a great dog. He became bad when he became
he was rabid. Or whatever.
He was a rabid dog. So
yeah.
He was trying to kill everybody.
That's different.
So
was
you
this
got
dog rabid?
No, it was just a nasty dog. Didn't
was
like the
goat
dog.
Rabid? Just
no,
smelled
the,
bad.
Neither one of them was rabid. The issue
okay.
with the dog was that she just
it.
Didn't like the dog.
Well, if I don't like her, can I shoot her? I mean, that's the standard she has set.
She decided to put the dog down by shooting her in a gravel pit. After an incident in which the dog attacked a local family's chickens and bit her. So the dog was
borderline
out of control.
There's questions.
Wasn't trainable. Wasn't going to let anybody hold him down or her down.
What'd the goat do?
The goat smelled.
Don't goats smell?
And the goat was chasing her kids. So Hey, that goat
so keep
should know
the kids
better.
Away from the goat.
That goat should know better.
No, no, no.
And keep, they shot the kid. Keep, and they shot the kid.
Keep the kids away from the goat.
Kid, throw the dog. Yeah, whatever.
I've never been on a farm like this in terms of like living in that real outdoorsy.
That's normal,
black
though.
And white.
It's not a big deal. They do it all the time.
Okay.
But when somebody hears dog,
I think the goat bothers me more. Because it sounds like the goat smelled.
But at least you can eat goat. Goat's good eating.
You can eat dog, too, in some places of the world.
No, yes, I guess they pretty much eat everything. But goat, you put that in a stew.
You've had goat stew? There's no chance California Christian has had goat stew.
Listen,
did you wear your white pants when you ate goat stew? No freaking way.
My parents are from Louisiana. My dad grew up in the backwoods of Abita Springs. You know where that is? Try to find that on a map.
Wait, they eat goats in Louisiana?
It is country. They eat everything out there.
I think it'd be more like gator.
Gators, squirrels, goats, rabbits, you name it. I came home one day and my mom was cooking. I was like, ooh, this looks really good. What is it? Rabbit stew.
I had rabbit.
I don't know if I could do rabbit.
I tried it. It wasn't a lot of meat. It was very little.
No, it's just too bony. It's just lots of veins and cartilage and tendons. Like, just,
I mainly stick to thin-cut chicken breasts. I'm very simple these days.
Just would you just boil it? Would you do the hard-o diet?
Slice them up and fry them in a pan. Make my own simple chicken nuggets. Yep, okay. Salt and pepper, baby.
All right, well, that's a big deal. No big deal.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.